England Rugby Union head coach Eddie Jones thinks their game against France being cancelled helps their chances of winning the World Cup. The match has been called off as Typhoon Hagibis is set to hit Japan this weekend. Jones says it gives his side plenty of time to recover from any knocks.
We're not concerned at all. We're excited, absolutely excited. Great opportunity. Who would have thought we'd have, you know, two relatively easy games, one tough game, and then 2 weeks to prepare for a quarter final? So someone's smiling on us. The Typhoon gods, maybe.
New Zealand against Italy has also been called off, but Scotland are adamant contingency plans must be put in place for their Rugby World Cup game with Japan to go ahead. If Scotland's match is not played, Japan would advance to the quarterfinals ahead of them. In a statement, they added they will be flexible to accommodate a rearranged fixture. Robbie Henshaw will start at centre for Ireland's World Cup match with Samoa on Saturday. He missed all three of the previous games at the tournament due to a hamstring injury. Johnny Sexton is fit to start at fly half, while Jordan Larmour replaces Rob Kearney at fullback. James Maddison's wait for a First England appearance will continue. The Leicester attacking midfielder has withdrawn from the squad for the upcoming Euro 2020 qualifiers with illness. Northern Ireland boss Michael O'Neill says all the pressure is on the Netherlands tonight. The two sides meet in Rotterdam in a Euro 2020 qualifier, and a win would give his team a great chance of reaching the finals at the expense of the hosts. O'Neill hopes that burdens the Netherlands.
I think it would be a big thing for Holland if they went three tournaments without qualification, so there's a lot of expectation on this group of players. They're relatively young. We have to create a situation where possibly the game is difficult, not only physically for Holland, but also mentally as well.
Elsewhere, Scotland take on Russia in Moscow, looking to end a run of three straight defeats in their group, and Wales could move to within a point of Group E leaders Croatia by winning away in Slovakia.